Welcome, welcome, one and all, to the best of the Black Lincoln Collective podcast. This episode features our favorite month. That's right, it's Whack History Month. So sit back, relax, and enjoy whacking off with us. It is our favorite time of the year, ladies and gentlemen. It is Whack History Month. This is the 38th straight year that we've done Whack History Month. 38, Brad. I've been counting. Last year was like 17.
Yeah,
I know. It's been a long year. There's been a lot that's gone on in the last year.
We do whack history and dog years.
That's true. It's the best part of the year. Well, so in this year, Fred, you may or may not know this, I learned that this March is Women's History Month.
Oh.
So what we've decided to do this week is we've decided to merge the two and make Whack Herstory Month.
We're gonna be sexist.
We're taking the his out of
history.
Right, it's herstory.
Herstory.
So we're gonna talk about some of the meanest bitches that have ever existed on the planet this week. And there's some everybody knows about, but I was reading about this girl named Wu Zetian or Zetian.
Yeah,
she's the cruelest woman in ancient China. She was born rich, right?
Yeah.
And you know how that is. Yeah. She got educated. Then the king was like, hey, I want you to be my concubine at the age of 14, right?
Oh.
And I'm going to show you a picture of her because she's a hottie. You just wait for this. This is in the year like 786, by the way. So look at this. Look at this lady. This is Wu Zetian. How could you resist, Fred? How could you not find her dragon hat and ears?
It's a peacock dragon.
It is. It's all the. Yeah, it is. I guess it is a peacock. It looks peacock like a dragon. There's a dragon too. Yeah,
it's got a dragon tail.
All right, so that's Wu Zetian. All right, now you know what she looks like. Audience at home, beautiful lady. So she couldn't get him any kids. But when he died, she was banging his oldest kid. So he got to stick around. And it was Emperor Li Zi, the youngest son of the emperor that she was fucking at the time. And so it turns out they were banging as well. So then she got dirty. She wanted to be the number one lady.
Yeah. The emperor.
But Zhao was much hated by Empress Wang. So Wang helped Wu become more desirable to the emperor. Now stick with me, Fred. However, the effort proved to be too effective.
Uh-oh.
And Wu became the emperor's favorite, burying him a son, Li Hong, in 652.
Which was probably his grandson.
Right. And then she got him a daughter, too. But then the daughter died and by strangulation. And Wu, I feel like I can't even keep up with this and I'm reading.
Yeah.
Wu accused Wang of the murder. Wang lost favor with the emperor, even though they think Wu strangled her own daughter.
So they think it was Wang.
No, Wang didn't. They think Wang got set up.
Everybody, Wang.
Wu is the girl we showed the picture of. Okay, so Wu is the main character.
Wu. Oh, okay, Wu.
So then, she kind of took over. Hey, Satan.
Oh.
You know who's got a big Wang? I do. Yeah, it's humongous. Yeah. It was like the ladies look at it and go,
come on and say, you have a big wag, I do, and leave. And it would have been the perfect comic segment.
Yes, that was a large wag, isn't it? Well, Merry Christmas from my family to yours. We'll see you guys later.
It all year.
That was my favorite show ever. I'm saying, dude, if Satan just popped on and been like,
big wing.
I do.
That would have been the best thing. Got it. So in the years. So Wu took over, started killing everybody, like left and right. She became the ruler. And then she just killed the fuck out of everybody, basically. She started just executing everybody. She created her own secret police force. And like in 684, 12 branches of the imperial family were all killed like at the same time in fucking Red Wedding.
Damn. true.
Yeah. So, and then, but despite that, people loved her because they said that she told all the young or the poor people that she was doing as an act of grace, like killing everybody else and to help the lower families. So they were into her.
Hey,
that's crazy, yeah, bitch.
Hey,
man.
I would, yeah. She went the right way.
That's yeah, she did. She got the,
you get the people on your side. You get the people on your side, man.
Yes. And then I'm going to read you one more because I don't want to get in. I don't want to be sexist, Fred. But this lady.
You sexist motherfucker.
Well, there's one person. And so there's one of these people on this list of, you know, that I've carefully researched and didn't just Google before the show. There's one person on the list that is like a Nazi lady. And she's like real fucked up. And like, and I'm not going to like, because again, we don't glorify that shit. We're not down with that. So there, she's real fucked up. And she was like, at the end of it, I read all her stuff. And I was like, this lady must have been like old as hell and just mean as hell. And they're like, when she got sentenced to be hanged at the end, like, you know, when, you know, good reign, triumph of evil.
Right.
And when she hung, she was 22 years old.
And she had done all that shit by then.
And she had gone, I mean, like, I can't even list all the stuff, dude. Like, she was just nuts.
List some of it.
Okay, hold on. Let me list some.
Give me some of it.
List some of it. You know, does Beelzebul have to show up again? You know,
so, yeah. So, her name was Irma Grease.
Irma
Grease. And something like that, whatever. Irma so, Gerd. And she was married at 13 and then figured out her. Okay, well, no, when she was 13, her mom drank hydrochloric acid and killed herself because her husband, her dad cheated on her, I guess.
Oh my god.
And then they said she was like a really good, really nice lady. She dropped out of school at 14 and went to go study nursing and then worked at an SS hospital. Oh my god. Where she started doing experiments on patients.
Oh my god.
And she, okay, hold on. Let me show you. Also, we're gonna get a picture of her for you. You, Alan, you would love her. Well, okay. I Fred, I feel like you might be into her too.
Irma Gerr, indeed.
So, in 1942, she got a job at Ravensbrück, a camp exclusively for women prisoners. In 43, she transferred to Auschwitz, where she rose to like the senior SS rank. Right.
Damn.
And then, like, and again, this is not funny. So I'm not even going to say anything. I'm just going to read this shit because it's fucked up.
Well, we're, this is why, laugh, you know, because it may be funny.
It might be a little funny, but it's not funny though until the end when she gets killed. Then we can laugh.
Okay.
So she visited her dad, who hated Nazi people, and then he beat the shit out of her and told her never come back.
Damn.
And so she cut out, and then that made her even angrier for some reason.
Even
I'm surprised she didn't kill him.
It made her even more Nazi. He pushed
right.
Away.
She double Nazi.
Hug her and
right, and be like, "That's not, you don't look good in black."
Yeah,
you look good in whatever other colors German people wear.
What's the sound of music?
So they said that like she was
in drapes.
She was in charge of 30,000 prisoners, and she would just do wacky. She would like beat their boobies with her whip and shit, and then like shoot people and bang people, and like bang the dudes, bang the girls, and then like do all kinds of stuff, man. And then they like finally they captured her. Like I said, she was like one of the worst women of all time. They said.
And she was only 22 years old.
She was 22 when she was the youngest Nazi war criminal to be hanged.
Dang,
she was crazy. So we don't glorify that. But this other lady,
this wacky history.
Irma Gerd. Wack history just took a real dark turn, y'all.
I can't believe this. Oh my god.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you one more, and then we'll get you guys out of here for this week. Okay, so Lady Elizabeth Bathory. She's probably the worst
of the Hampton Bathories.
Of the murdering Bathories? Yes.
Of the murdering Bathories.
So she is, they said like she is not by any means. Okay, hold on. Let me first show you a picture of her again.
Yeah,
oh, she looks like.
She's maybe, she could be the hottest of the three. I don't know.
Come on.
I'm just saying she could be. Look
at that pancake face.
I don't know. It's a hard call. None of them were great. But she was born in 1560 on a family estate in Hungary, right? See, that Hungary comes into play later because of fucked up shit she does.
So she was the niece of the Prince of Transylvania and the King of Poland. So she's super rich, born with all the things, got all this money and everything. And when she was a child, she suffered seizures, which may have been epilepsy, right? Mm-hmm. So treatment at that time in 1596 was to feed the patient's blood and bits of skull from someone who didn't have that. What the? So they would feed her blood from other people and bits of skull as a child.
How did they get the bits of skull?
Dude, go on. You know how they got the bits of skull.
It's Transylvania, come on, man. Dracula.
Exactly. Vampire stuff. Dracula. I came to take a bit of your skull.
There's a poor
Let me suck your
girl.
Blood and give it to a little girl.
Who needs your skull?
And some of your blood.
She will not survive without your skull. Dracula, I won't survive without my skull.
Right. It's a matter. It's a choice. So she witnessed brutal punishments by her family and was really messed up. Her father was an officer and he just like, it was into witchcraft and stuff.
Nah.
So between
when no DSS baby.
No. You know, no. We don't mess with them now. But between 10 and 12, they don't know exactly when. They couldn't have just said 11. She was engaged. I mean, who's gonna write? This was 1575, Fred. Like no one's around to. If you just said
it, I'm 11 years old.
I'm between the ages of 10 and 12 years old. Sources are unclear because it was 1575. So she like was engaged to this dude, Count Nasty. They got married. She was 15 when they got married, and he was 19. Ooh, so, shit. But here's the twist.
Uh-oh.
When she was 13, she banged this peasant, had a baby, and then they gave the peasant the baby just away. They're like,
he just gave the baby to
yeah, go away.
Get out of here.
So
take your
dude that she married, Navasti, cut out, like went to go fight the Ottomans, right?
Yeah.
Left Elizabeth running the estate. And so she went wackadoodle. Like in 1601, so like what, 26 years later, he died. And she's like, it's on. So she killed girls between like 10 and 14, where she just effed them up, dude. She like tortured the heck out of them, put pins under their fingernails. Yeah. Covered them in honey and left them to be eaten by like insects and ants and stuff, whipping people and like burning them and stuff and like burning them and then dumping them in ice water.
How did they get away with that? Who's going along with this?
Where did they get ice in 1575? I guess if it was cold, it could have been in the winter.
Yeah,
the mountains.
I forgot about the winter. Yeah. All of the winter. Forgot about that.
It's just like now, man. If you got money, you can get away with anything.
It's true. You can get away with ice. But so, like, they eventually caught her.
Going along with it, like, well, my lady.
Well, so they were sending, what they were doing is she would send, they would basically send her, like, people would send her kids. So they would usually send the daughters of the lesser gentry who sent their daughters to her house to learn etiquette. And she would just rip them up. And so that went on for years. In 1610, she finally got, like, busted out. They caught her. They had 300 witness accounts. They said someone estimated she had killed 650 people.
How the fuck you get away with that?
Well, she didn't get away with it because she was confined. She didn't. Okay. But okay. All of her friends were killed. All the people that worked with her and all, they were all killed. Right. She got confined because she was fancy pants, got confined to a bricked up room with slits for air and delivery of food. And like just a few years later, they're like, she's dead. They found her dead.
She could take.
She was just living in this room full of
broke. Living in this hole. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big broker.
So those are some of the most inspiring women in history. For whack herstory, bud.
Whack herstory.
Women, if you go on a starvation diet, you too could do all of these things. Because there's nothing. The only thing scarier than those three women I read is my wife or my daughter when they haven't eaten for like 12 hours. Like all that stuff is messed up, but you have not seen what happens when they don't eat.
Yeah.
So that's this week's whack herstory schedule segment. I don't have nothing else, Fred. All right.
It's all good.
Whack history, baby. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
That should be, that's our slogan for the year.
We'll swing again.
Yep, next let's go week. For it.
And knock it out the park.
Exactly. We'll do better next week. All, on all parties. We'll talk less about porta potties, and I guarantee it. I'll guarantee it, actually.
This here is the Reverend Johnny Hugh Matheson. I am here to tell you to not listen to the Black Lincoln Collective podcast. These here fellas are heathenistic, outrageously outlandish dudes of moral iniquity. So I beg of you, do not listen to the Black Lincoln Collective podcast at blcpodcast.com. Don't you go there. Do not go on their YouTube page and look at all the smutty, filthy nastiness that they got going on. I tell you now, don't listen to these boys. They're nothing but dirty.
Third edition of the Black Credit Academy. I gotta roll with it. 83rd edition of the Black Lincoln Collective podcast. So thankful Landon James came on. Again, check him out at LandonJamesETA.com. He's always a cool kid. He can sing, and he is all over the Midwest of these great United States.
Yes.
Speaking of history, I guess. No, I don't know.
Just roll right in states, like that.
States are... speaking of history, Fred.
Yes.
How's that?
History.
Nice, right? I did a really good job of just keeping saying it over and over until you guys gave up and I won. So, of course, it's March. And March, as always, is Whack History Month.
Whackest.
And this week, we got Wacky Whack History Month Fact with Freddy and Porpoisey, the Whack History Month Dolphin. It's the 38th annual time that Porpoisey has been on the show.
I guess the dolphin part you guys didn't know about.
You put in extra dolphins. I don't even know. It's all dolphins. I love Black History Month.
I think Porpoisey is sick.
Something wrong.
He needs some water.
Yeah, well, I don't know why we have him in the studio.
Why is he sitting in a chair? He should be in a tank.
I'm sorry. Well, they can breathe air. Right?
Not forever.
Never.
All right, well, we'll put him back.
He's getting ashy.
All right, so Fred and Porpoisey, this is just a silly name for a dolphin. Because it's a porpoise. So anyway, Fred,
yep.
Tell us about some whack history facts.
So, okay. So when you think of the medieval period, man, what do you think of?
I think of history.
That's right. You know, you think of like the people in the stocks.
Yeah. Knights. No, I think you're throwing tomatoes at them and people getting beheaded and Game of Thrones shit.
Smelly peasants covered in shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Dirty feet.
Did you know that, dirty feet, contrary to popular imagination, medieval people weren't smelly at all? Medieval Europeans took bathing very seriously.
Sure.
They had whole bathhouses inside bathhouses and the design to wash in and stuff like that.
Man, so it's gross.
It is, but you know what? I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't think this is true, man. Cause and I'm just going by movies and shit. But you see them towns where the horses should be shitting all over the
New Orleans.
It's gotta stink, man.
It does. I've been to New Orleans and there's horse shit all over the street. I'm serious.
We got listeners in New Orleans, man.
I know, and they know. They're like, that's right. There's horse shit everywhere, like on every street. You go to Bourbon Street because the cops have their horses, and the horses. Oh, yeah. And the cops,
don't they walk around with little bags on their butts?
No, they didn't when I was there. They were really, humongous
horses. Police poop. Let the horses shit in the street.
They don't care.
Well, they're cops.
They got other stuff to deal with. They're not going to
arrest them.
Right. Who's going to stop them?
I get a shovel and throw that shit right back in his ass.
That's great. There's nothing more fun to mess with than a New Orleans cop who does not give a shit about you and works on Bourbon Street every night.
Riding a horse.
Right.
Riding a horse.
And on a horse looking at like people. Weird job. So anyway, so I think they were still gross.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's all I'm saying.
You had to be. I mean, maybe not like, you know, I don't know, because they no plumbing.
That's what I'm saying, I mean, dude.
If you wanted Romans to get water, plumbing. You had to like go down to the stream.
We're not talking about the Romans. We're talking about like people in Monty Python times.
Yeah, King Arthur and shit.
Yeah. Like, you know. I said Monty Python times. You know what I meant? Like, yeah, like King Arthur
times. How far apart? Yeah, that was pretty far apart, right?
That's like Roman times was like Roman times. Yeah, that was like
400, BC. Right? Yeah, that's BC, right?
I don't fucking know. I don't know. Yeah. We're not a history podcast, right? So, that's why it was whack.
That's why that shit is whack. That shit was whack.
It was whack if you had to take stankin' a bath with a bunch people. Of other dudes and people.
Something else that was...
You see a lot of titties, though, I bet.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
I mean...
Probably weren't good ones, though.
No, they were not.
I mean, you know. Not the best. You're like, yeah, best. Whatever. I'll take what I can get. Yeah, it's 1588.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
So, another whack fact. Did you know... When you think of Napoleon, you know how people say he was short, right?
Short, yeah. He wore a hat.
So, they wore a hat. How short do you think he was?
Wasn't he 5'2"?
No.
I say about 4'11".
Napoleon was actually 5'6".
That's so pretty
Which
short.
Is average height for men of his time.
Yeah, he's
taller than you. But you expect him to be larger than life.
Right. Well, right. Hey, you don't have to be, but like if you commanding an army like that, you know what I'm saying?
Well, right, because he rode on a horse just like those cops, and his horse just shit, and he's like, clean that up. I'm Napoleon, bitch.
He just walk over the dead bodies and let the horse shit.
Yeah, I got shit right here. Shit right here, Steve, the horse.
Stupid peasants.
I'm Napoleon.
I poop on you.
I would later on in America, they would do the same thing. Because they do. There are people. Anyway, so. Well, that's interesting. 5'6", I guess, is of
5'6".
Like,
I mean, height. That's only 3 inches shorter than me.
Yeah, you're not 5'9".
I am 5'9".
No, you're 5'4", man.
No,
you're 7 feet tall.
I don't know. I might be now because, like, you know, you get older.
You beat shrink. Down. You're not 73 years old.
Beat me down 6 inches.
I'm now 3.5 feet tall.
I used to be a 6-footer.
2 weeks ago, I was 6'3".
Yeah.
That's how rough life has gotten lately.
It beat me all the way down.
So Napoleon, not that short. Whack fact.
Not that
did
short.
He got banished, right? Like to the island after the war?
Yeah, I think, but he escaped, I think, didn't he?
I don't know. This is the worst history podcast ever.
Hey, that's why
I'm just sitting here thinking if I was trying to get anyone who knows anything about history right now who's listening, right. I'm sorry to you. Because I know you're yelling at the top of your lungs about Napoleon and everything we're talking about. And you're like, you're fucking full of shit, you idiot. Anyway, next one, history whack facts.
Whack fact. Okay. Matt, you're a cat person, right?
Can you direct one of these maybe to Alan just to see how he reacts? I'm not a cat person, just for the record.
Like
I
fucking
hate cats.
Good. I need this question to go to him then. Alan, you like cats?
I like pussy.
Hey, well, there you go.
See? That's what you got to go to
You may not like cats, but you sure can't hate them as much as Pope Gregory IX, which would be
nine.
That's right, the ninth pope. So,
pussy hater.
There you go. The pussy
hater. Pope pussy hater.
The pussy hating pope.
Like, oh, here comes old Pope Pussy Hater again. In his Pope Mobile.
Oh, pussy-ass Hayden Pope. Between 1233 and 1234, Gregory, who was a leader of the Catholic Church, had a lot of power. He decreed that cats were agents of Satan and should be destroyed.
I get it.
Maybe one of them scratched up the sofa bed or something.
I get it, man. I have a cat. I get it. Yeah, somewhere around here and it's waiting to attack me at any moment.
So
last thing you see is
like, so after he decreed this, this led to a mass killing.
Oh no.
All these cats.
Well, that's sad.
Which led to an outbreak in the plague.
Yeah, the plague, dude. Yeah.
The plague. That's where it came from, because there wasn't no cats around to kill the rats.
It all works together.
See?
Oh, see, look, expert. Now our history expert has shown up.
You know who likes Satan? Pussy?
Who's like pussy?
I do.
Well, you really appreciate it. So did you influence the Pope? Pope the ninth pussy hated.
Yes, Pope. I influenced him to get rid of all the pussy.
He's like, I need some pussy down here in hell.
Yeah.
Well, do cats go to hell? Because I know all dogs go to heaven.
No, that's not true.
Oh,
all cats go to heaven.
Yeah.
All cats go to heaven?
Yeah, and all dogs go to hell.
Oh.
Yes.
Can't let a good dog down.
Yeah, we got all them dogs down here, man. They just hang out with us.
The movie was lies.
Yes. They're all hanging out down here just humping the walls and shit.
It's Charlie on everything. Could come back.
Yeah, could come back. That's what she said.
Oh, can you have any whack history facts?
I do have a whack history fact.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be good, I hope.
Okay, this is a good one.
It's not going to be good then.
Let me look it up on the internet real quick.
You don't have the internet in hell. I thought hell had really shitty Wi-Fi. Like Fred.
We upgraded. We're now with Spectrum. We went with Frontier, but now we're Spectrum.
Oh, well, then that isn't
so okay. We get good download speeds to watch porn.
Oh,
sometimes
nope.
I watch all the time.
Bye, Satan. Adios.
No. I do like the porn.
That's why we were telling you adios.
Yes.
Bye. Okay. Well, Merry Christmas from my family to yours.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year to you. Fred, do you have any other wacky history facts?
No, I think
that. Preferably none with Satan.
Gonna do it. Yeah, I knew it. As soon as I said it, I knew he's coming.
You know what's going to happen.
I knew it.
There's cues we've been cursed with.
Yeah.
There's a Valentine that deal with him.
Summoning the devil.
No, that's what we got. We signed that deal so we can get
a Beast pop part culture of the show. Pros.
Yeah. Like, me too, we got pop culture pros now. I was like, all right. So let's do this on pop culture pros or Alan's going to lose his soul. We'll take a quick break and be right back with more of the thing that we're doing.
More of the thing that we're doing.
Stop, man.
Hey, that's false advertising, Dad, man.
Series of the 83rd episode of the Black Lincoln Collective podcast, brought to you by Pop Culture Pros. Woohoo! Today we have a special guest with us. Now, this guy has traveled from all the way across the world, from Ireland, to come help us celebrate St. Patrick's Day here on the Black Lincoln Collective podcast. So, Alan, would you please welcome in Mr. Leprechaun?
Hi, how are you doing, boys?
Oh, Mr. Leprechaun.
It's me, the Leprechaun.
Oh, man, it's so good to see you, man. First question I got to ask you, man. Hey, can I get some of that gold? You got any of that gold?
I don't have any gold for you, Freddy.
Ah, man. I
want. Did you find me rainbow and me treats?
Every time I talk about it, rainbow, can't catch it. The cereal. Yeah, you
bring me a lucky charm. Gold leprechaun. I'm a marshmallow one.
You got a bowl full of marshmallow treats for me?
It's easy to confuse us.
Jose, it's Lucky Charms is your cousin?
Ah, Lucky Charms is my cousin. I don't know where this is going. So I'm here to give you tips about St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, that's great, Mr. Leprechaun. Why don't you go ahead and tip me out?
Word.
Tip it up.
Here's my handle. There's my spout.
You're a leprechaun. Tip me out.
Pull me over and tip me out.
So that's St. Patrick's Day coming up, ladies and gentlemen. You should wear green. That's the tip. Paint your face.
If we don't wear green, what'll happen?
I'll pinch you. pinch your pinches. And you'll never get to be gold. So paint your face.
Paint your face?
Aye. You gotta resemble a leprechaun. With your face. Find yourself a parade and go to it. This is the worst tips I've ever heard.
Find yourself a parade.
Find a parade, friend.
And go to
it. And just get to it. Don't just find it. Just know that it exists. Yeah. Go to the parade.
Put on your traveling pants. Go to the parade.
You should earn some beer money. That's tip number four.
Earn some beer money.
It says to dance and sing for it. And then get yourself to the pub. Because you went to the parade, it says. This is really what it says.
This is what it says. It's
after the parade, and once you've earned yourself that pint, there's only one place to go, and it's straight to the bar. You'll find most people gravitate towards pubs and restaurants on St. Patrick's Day. You should warm up your singing voice. Because you know songs, apparently. St. Patrick's Day is a lot of work, boys. I have to prepare for this all year long.
What are those little songs they sing in the little Irish? You know, with the...
Oh, damn. Those are called songs.
Songs.
I'm the leprechaun. I sing with jigs. I think.
You dance a jig.
I can tell you some Irish phrases. You need to learn them for St. Patty's Day.
Okay, give me some Irish phrases.
Dindit is hello.
Dindit?
Dindit. Slate. It's for cheers.
Cheers, latte.
Like when you say cheers, mate, you say salade. And when you say I would like to watch the show Cheers on television, you say I would like to watch the show salade. It's on the leprechaun. And of course, you have to say laugh your parents on a diet. Would you like to guess what that means, Fred?
Say it again.
Left your parents on a jet.
Left your ass off.
You mean say happy St. Patrick's Day from the leprechaun. Yeah. That's what it is. You're dancing, she's ready, friend.
Yes,
you got to dance. You got to learn to dance. Yeah. For St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
And you dance, Fred.
I can shake my butt.
Do you look like Lord of the Dance?
I'm a butt shaker.
You're shaking your butt from me. How's Porpoise doing? Is he hanging in there, Fred?
We gotta get this guy out of here.
He celebrates St. Patty's Day with me every year. That's why I'm here. I was his ride to the show.
You mean he was your ride? You rode on the back of a dolphin.
Yeah, I don't ride on a horse. On a horse that is a dolphin. A horse is the most shits all over on the streets, Fred. And you have to jump over it on St. Patty's Day and you say, Laffy Parang to Sydney. Which means, look out for the horse shit. That is the name. We're Irish now. I'm a leprechaun. I'm out of here, boys. I gotta hide me gold. Bye-bye. That's not a good bye-bye.
Yeah. See you later, leprechaun.
I'm back. What did I miss? How's it going?
You missed the shit show.
Oh, yeah. I always do. I always do. Well, Fred, it's almost St. Patty's Day, Fred.
It's almost St. Patty's Day.
Just letting you know that if you didn't know that. Well, maybe we could try and get someone to represent St. Patrick's Day on the show.
Yeah, we tried that.
How'd that work out?
Didn't work out too well.
We should give people tips. Just tips about St. Patty's Day. I'm sure that's what the audience is here for.
St. Patrick's Day.
So, yes, if you don't hear this before St. Patty's Day, happy St. Patty's Day. There's no more snakes. Well, maybe that's part of the reason. The cats and the snakes, because he drove St. Patty drove the snakes out of
the
Ireland.
The Super Bowl.
There was cats. Makes perfect sense.
March 21st.
What it says?
No, it's not.
That'd be a Tuesday. That can't be. It. Welcome back to the Black Lincoln Collective Podcast. I don't care. We're powering through this fucking Easter
is on a ladies and gentlemen.
Easter's on a Tuesday, man.
According to me, Easter's on a Tuesday. So just get ready for that.
Jesus is going to be mad.
Jesus is mad as hell. Jesus is like, I had bowling that night. Sons of bitches.
Yeah. He's standing behind you like, yeah, diggity, diggity.
That motherfucker.
That diggity, diggity.
Who made it on a Tuesday? That voice. Oh, so God. Welcome back to the show. Of course, it's Easter chat. It's Easter chat for some reason. As always, as we always talk, we love to talk about Easter eggs and shit.
Yeah.
Fred, what is the best place to hide an Easter egg?
Up your butt.
I knew that was going to be the answer.
He would have came in and told us all where you need to hide them.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll show up at some point.
So, kids, you forgot one.
This one's brown. Somebody had to say it. So,
somebody
welcome back to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, it's Easter season, which makes it dead square in the middle of Whack History Month.
Ooh.
And this week, we're turning the Whack History Whack Pack loose on and poor Pussy, the Whack History Dolphin. We're turning them loose in the world of sports.
Oh, so, that's right. Sports.
That's right. Did you get the graphic ready?
Bam. And
you did it. So, very good. No capitalization. So, welcome back. Anyway, so, Alan, guess what? We're shining the spotlight square on the island of Puerto Rico for the first Whack History Sports.
Nice. Hell yeah. Hold on a second.
Because it's Alan, do you know what time of year it is? What's going on right now in the world of Puerto Rico? Do you know?
Uh-oh. Sex.
It's the sex. Depends on when you listen.
The sex league.
Depends on when you listen.
Puerto Rican sex league. For us, it's sex league, man.
It's, of course, the World Baseball Classic.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Puerto Rican sex league. I want that.
I want
that.
Hell yeah.
Don't forget to get a shirt.
That's yeah, you do.
There's a piece of Mars.
The problem is the shirt's all sticky and stuff.
Oh my goodness. It's off the rails, Fred. So, in honor of the World Baseball Classic and the sex league that they run in Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico's fans are setting a Guinness World Record for a number of people to dye their hair blonde at the same time, I guess. So they broke the Guinness World Record for 192 men going blonde to support the U.S. territories team for the World Baseball Classic. Alan, why did you not
do that? Dye your hair blonde, Alan.
Right.
Because I didn't do the baseball classic. I did the sex league.
Kind of the wrong one. Just like our fantasy. It's exactly just like fantasy football, friend. Halfway through the season, he's like, do I need to set a lineup? Like, that's what he was like, I thought I was rooting for baseball, and I'm just having sex over here in the league, and we're keeping track of it for some reason, because that's what a league indicates.
And they're like, no, it's baseball. I was like, oh.
They're like, two balls, you're out.
She's winning 3-1.
So, yes, in WAC history news, like I said, Puerto Rican people are dying their hair, Alan. React to that in real time.
Real time.
Real time?
Yes.
I don't know what the obsession with Puerto Ricans and blondes are, man. They always want blonde. They want to be blonde. Or
Is Sammy Sosa Puerto Rican?
No, he's Dominican.
He's Dominican.
Even baseball's been very, very good to him.
Yeah. Have you seen Sammy Sosa?
Yeah, man. What's up with that?
What the fuck, man?
I'm sure glad he's not Puerto Rican. Dude, what has he done?
You're going to put him in a racial draft. Like,
oh, my God. What happened to Sammy, man?
I think he would like that. And that's okay. I mean, you know, but he's...
No, he's it's gone not crazy okay.
No, it's okay for him to like what he likes, Alan.
No, come on, man.
Okay.
See, now you know how black people feel.
Right.
Michael Jackson did all that shit.
You know what's up with Michael?
Now you exactly know
his dad.
Black people feel like.
Right. Yeah. And you guys just expect it from us.
But see,
like, you just expect white people to be like, that's weird shit.
That's never happened. Well, I don't know.
No, because remember
that Thomas Powell
and that lady that she said she was black, right, and it turned out she was,
you know.
But I think she was doing it for the money. She
wanted to get the reputation. Like, everybody's got their own things that they have.
Yeah, I don't know why. And it could have been, you know, like, for example, you know, a lot of them have that skin disease. You know, you do get the
vitiligo.
Yeah,
because I have it.
My grandma had that.
When I get dark, I have the splotches in my face.
Really?
You can tell the difference when I'm dark.
This is WAC history. Sports.
I'm not gonna.
Brought to you by vitiligo.
Yeah. Brought to you by suntan lotion, bitch. Yeah,
I'm not doing that shit. No.
What's the most tropical thunder? Right. What's the best suntan lotion? Tropical thunder.
The best suntan lotion is Coppertone, because they show the girl with
Coppertone. Look at a butt.
Put a little butt down.
Yeah, and after I was like, all right. I was like, you know what? Yeah. That's not right.
Hey, can they still sell that now because of the butt?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what this has to do with black history.
I thought it was the dog. I thought the dog was pulling the butt.
Yeah.
But the young lady. Kid's butt. You know,
right, man. And that's gross.
Oh. So, like,
let me make that perfectly clear on this.
See, I was thinking the dog pulling J-Lo's thing off. That's what I'm mind.
Yeah, okay.
You know, that's my mind. It's J-Lo, you know. So.
where you buy your stuff there?
Let's I know, right?
Yeah. Hey, I'm the one that comes up with endings when they suck.
Yeah. The ending story, to your story, that one, the ending to your imagination.
Yes, we can. Parker can tell you that. We watch a movie and I didn't like the ending. I just make up one.
So you never know. He's a tricky guy. I mean, he'll tell us. He'll tell us about it.
Yeah, and then I tell him about
it. We watch the movie with him. He'll tell us about the ending later. And I'm like, that is not at all what happened.
Yeah, but it's better than the one you heard, saw, right? Right.
I'm not saying that.
But it should have happened.
So, the number five worst trade, wackest trade in sports history was when Julius Erving was sold for $3 million.
Hold up.
That's right. Sold?
He sold? The sold guy him? Who owned the Long Island Nets, Roy Bowe,
from the slave sold
Dr.
Market?
J. No, not quite. Close. There was not a players union back then, I don't believe. Sold Dr. J to the Philadelphia 76ers for $3 million. They got no pet players or picks at all.
It just took the money?
Took $3.2 million.
It just got the money.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. That is slavery.
Yep.
Is that not slavery?
I mean, it was at that time, and that's one of the reasons that they had
the Knicks.
The Long Island Nets. At the time,
oh, Long Island Nets.
Yeah, so they the Nets were entering the NBA from the ABA, mm-hmm. which would have cost them like $8 million total.
Okay, did they sell him? Right. Or did they sell the rights to his? You know,
well, they sold the rights to his comment. They sold him to the other contract. Team. You're right. Yeah. Nowadays, like I said, that's probably.
But like you said, that back then it wasn't a players' union, and then,
right, it wasn't.
And
like
then
it
like you said, they needed the money to get into the NBA.
Yeah, so I mean, I get it.
So I mean, in the long run, it's a good deal.
Oh yeah, for Philly, it was.
The Nets are worth like fucking billions of dollars.
Yeah, sure, but the Nets don't have Dr. J.
No, but it would have been nice for them to have him. But I understand too. If that's the difference between getting, like you said, to the big time or not, you got to do what you got to do.
No Dr. J, no Michael Jordan.
Yeah, no Coffee Black, no Jackie Moon.
Nope.
No, nobody. That kid from Teen Wolf.
Oh yeah, him too.
Where's he been? Teen
Wolf. He sure could play some basketball.
Yeah, he was really good at basketball, and no one seemed to really care that he was a werewolf.
A werewolf because
they were winning.
Yeah,
you're winning. That just goes to show you. That just goes to show you how the real world is. Teen Wolf. So
you remember the cartoon? I'm sorry.
No, I don't know.
Teen Wolf coming out today. Teen Wolf. Yeah. Oh my God.
I used to watch that in Spanish.
I can't believe it.
That's awesome. Teen Wolf was awesome, dude.
Teen Wolf was awesome, man.
Like at the time, like
yeah, dude.
People don't understand.
When then when you find out his dad was a werewolf too.
Not to be confused. Son
bonding moment.
Yeah, finally, like that's what we needed to connect the whole time. So, like that, not to be confused with American Werewolf in what Paris or London or England. Right. There's like in six.
Or the remake television show that they did, Teen Wolf.
Oh, that was crap.
Oh yeah.
I heard it was coming out, I was like, oh cool. And then I saw the preview. I was nah.
No, that was crap.
Nope.
No, terrible. I missed it, Fred. Well, you know why I missed
yourself
it, Fred?
Lucky.
You didn't miss nothing. Why'd you miss it?
Do you know why I missed it?
Why'd you miss it?
Because of me. Life savings time. The leprechaun.
Oh, no. Is that
like I'm me? Here. I snuck up on you. And now I'm here.
Leprechaun, is that you?
No, it's daylight savings time.
Oh, it's daylight
savings time, leprechaun.
Oh, man. So
I want my hour back.
You'll never get it.
I want my fucking hour back.
Yes,
man.
Give me my hour back.
You'll never get your hour back.
And you know what? You really did sneak up on me.
I took it to the end of the rainbow.
That's where you take all the hours.
That's where all the Teen Wolf hours go. I'm going to do this accent every week. From now on.
All right, so, daylight savings time. What happened? Where'd you go?
I'm still here waiting on you. I don't have time to waste. Get it? It's a time joke. I'm the daylight savings time leprechaun.
Still, always stealing our hours in the spring.
I love your hours.
I heard they're going to do a lizard slate or lizard, whatever. They want to try to destroy you and get rid of you. What are you going to do about that?
I'm not going to do it. I'm going to take your hours anyway. They're my hours now, laddie.
You make the sun.
I steal the sun from your soul. You'll never hear me coming, cause I'm a leprechaun. I'm a wee leprechaun, and I sneak up on you, and I take your hour twice a year.
I was at the bar, and it was 2 o'clock. It was 1 o'clock, and then next day, you know. Boom, it's 2 o'clock and they gotta close the bar down because you.
Daylight savings leprechaun, bitch! What you gonna do? I'm the leprechaun! Gotta go!
Damn.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. He's so quick, man.
Fucking leprechaun.
I don't know who he was or what happened, but. Sounds very
Daylight
interesting.
Daylight savings leprechaun.
That doesn't even make any sense. So the number four. Whack history sports moment is Herschel Walker being involved in the largest trade in NFL history.
What?
Oh, yeah.
That was when the Dallas Cowboys sent him to the Minnesota Vikings and received five players, three draft picks, and five conditional draft picks. In total, it involved 18 players and draft picks.
Yeah, friend of the show, Herschel Walker.
That's right. And guess who won out of all that?
Who?
Alan. I'm gonna let Alan guess.
There's
actually it even involved a third team.
Well, the USFL ended up winning.
Hey!
We have an expert. I'm sorry, Herschel.
I'm sorry, Herschel.
So, are you governor of Georgia yet?
I am.
We're getting hacked left and right tonight.
Oh Lord, they're trying to get me the
Herschel Walker. Do you remember all the stuff that you were traded for?
Man, they traded me for a car. I got a boat. There was a little bag of cocaine, and then there was also I remember a couple of alligators and a goldfish. It was a lot of stuff that, because you know, Herschel Walker, everybody wanted Herschel Walker.
Herschel, it was actually the Dallas Cowboys gave you up for linebacker Jesse Solomon, linebacker David Hauer, cornerback Isaac Holt, defensive end Alex Stewart. Three first-round picks, three second-round picks, a sixth-round pick, and a third-round pick. And the San Diego Chargers won that deal, other than you, when they got running back Darren Nelson. They just got one guy.
You know what I want to say to that is, out of all them people you name, who you remember?
Herschel Walker.
Herschel Walker, that's right. The governor of Atlanta, Georgia, and the state of California. All right.
Dude, Herschel just came by.
Yeah, you're missing out. You always miss
me out. I don't have the bandwidth.
So we're getting. I told Alan we've been getting hacked a lot lately. Jesus Christ.
Oh,
I shouldn't have the opposite. Wrong one. Yeah, all wrong way.
Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord.
I heard you guys have guests on the show.
It's Whack History Month, Satan.
I should have said, oh, Dark Lord.
Oh, yes, me.
It's Whack History Month, Satan, and we're talking about sports. Hey, Satan.
You know what's big and dark?
Oh, man.
My penis. Always.
Fred, we tried to stay highbrow, Fred, you know?
Yes.
We try.
And then the Lord of Darkness comes in, and you can't do anything about it.
Can't help punch that.
Satan. Do you remember Kyle Korver?
Because
in 2003, the Nets, the New Jersey Nets, probably your favorite team.
Yes, yeah, we traded him.
Why wouldn't you love the New Jersey Nets? Right, because you hated that guy.
Yeah,
they selected him with the 51st pick. Later on, they traded him for just some money. They used that money. The Nets used that money to pay the entry fee for their summer league team, then bought a copying machine with the leftover money. That is real.
Yes. Well, you gotta make copies of shit. Come on. You know.
Making copies.
Yeah, you know, you sometimes you get the pictures and stuff and you make copies of it, you know, and you make copies of
it. They just wanted to see they can sit their butts on it. And-
oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. You see, I have a copy machine and you know, I make copies of my penis.
Do you smash it in between the doors?
That's right. The ladies love it.
You love the heat from the light. As it passes
yeah.
by.
Oh, yeah. You know, because I'm all about the heat.
You freak.
Wait, what's that, baby? I got to go.
Okay, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Merry Christmas from my family and yours. Goodbye now.
Bye-bye. So,
I'm not leaving.
Black history continues with Satan.
I love so, you, Freddy. I love you, Freddy.
Get out of here, man. Come on.
Freddy.
You're lingering a lot tonight.
Stop telling guy.
You know you
think he's got to get his Satan. Time.
Satan.
You're on the
you
show, too,
smell, buddy. You can smell your butt with your all finger, right. But do you have want. To. Do you have to let it linger?
That's right. You have to. You have to. You have to let it linger. Okay, so, bye. So, Fred, arguably the worst trade in WAC history ever. Is when Babe Ruth was traded. Look at that. Was traded to the from the Yankees or the Red Sox. You know what I mean.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Was it right. The worst trade ever?
Bambino.
Okay, so the Red Sox traded arguably the greatest baseball player of all time for $100,000 and a loan to finance the No Nanette musical.
Yeah, that was the greatest or worst.
The Yankees ever. And Ruth were going to win 7 pennants in his 15 seasons there.
Yeah, and the Red Sox got that curse.
And that's and well, that was the goat, wasn't it?
Huh? No, that was
the goat curse. That was a different curse. No, the Bambino. Yeah,
yeah, the Bambino.
Because they sold him for nothing.
And you know who broke that curse?
Kurt Schilling,
Jimmy Fallon.
How did he do that?
Jimmy Fallon.
How did Jimmy Fallon do that?
The movie. The movie with him and Drew Barrymore. He's a big Red Sox fan. The year he made that movie, they did it.
Nope. I'm not gonna give Jimmy Fallon credit for that.
He did it, dude. Like he won the World Series that year.
Nope.
Kurt Schilling's bloody sock.
Yeah.
All that, I remember it's that. All in the movie, dude.
So you think it was all because of Jimmy Fallon and his
I think it was. I think it was Jimmy Fallon making that movie.
No, it wasn't.
Wow.
Which was a great movie. It was a good movie. I love that movie.
Sure.
It wasn't.
It was Drew Barrymore.
Yeah. It's
National Women's Day. At least give it to Drew. Yeah. Dude, so I've been going back, and because I guess, I don't know. I don't think there have been. In your opinions, Alan and Fred, do you guys think there have been many good comedies made recently? Like in the last 8 years? I mean, like one or two, but not like truly good comedies.
I like Free Guy. Free Guy was funny. Deadpool was funny. Deadpool, but it's more action.
Right. I'm talking about
action. It's not like
I've been going back and watching like Ben Stiller movies and Vince Vaughn and
Seth Rogen's like the guy for that right now, right?
Jonah Hill. Like, yeah, but he's not like
Seth Rogen. Come on.
But Jonah Hill's on like a dramatic streak. You know?
Yeah. But he was in that movie. What is it? Where it's Jewish people versus Eddie Murphy.
Oh, yeah. Like, I know what you're talking
Which
about.
I watched and was like, it was fine. It was free. I mean, it was free with Netflix, you know.
Right.
Courtesy of our sponsor, Netflix. So, yeah. Well, speaking of nothing. Nothing. Hold on. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
One more break.
With some more of the Black Link Flex podcast.